出第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
我们先看第一、第二两节。
We first look at verse 1 and 2.
以弗所书第五章第一节、第二节。所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
再请大家看从第八节到第十节。
And then we read from verse 8 to 10.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord.
最后请大家看第十五节。
And lastly, verse 15.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
以弗所书是一本非常实际、非常宝贵的书。
Ephesians is a very precious, very practical book.
在以弗所的前半本讲到门徒、基督徒怎么样在主里边成为一体。
In the first half of Ephesians, it talks about Christians and disciples, how they become one in the Lord.
然后在后一半他讲到这么样联合在一体的基督徒应当过一个什么样的生活。
And then in the second half, he told us how these united Christians should live their life together.
所以我们愿意把这样的题目放在比较晚的时间。
That is why we put this topic a bit later.
因为我们如果没有在生命上边立好了那个根基，
Because if we have not set the foundation in our life,
那么讲生活没有用处。
And then it is useless to talk about life.
基督徒的生活不是单单我们应当做什么。
A Christian's life is not just what we should do.
乃是我们生命怎么样能够表现出来。
But it is how our lives should be manifested.
所以真正基督徒的生活不是我努力做什么。
Therefore, a real Christian's life is not how I try to do something.
乃是我里边那个生命自然的能够流落出来。
But it is an outflowing of the life which is inside me.
所以保罗在一开始是说我们应该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul first said, Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children.
如果我们不是神的儿女，没有蒙这样的慈爱，我们不可能有这种生活。
If we are not God's children, we are not His beloved children. It is impossible to have this kind of life.
那么我们既然有了这样的生命了，
If we have this kind of life,
我们是神的儿女了，
And we are children of God.
那我们应当过什么样的生活呢？
Then what kind of life should we lead?
所以简单的我们要思想一下我们应当有的生活是什么样。
Therefore, we should like to meditate simply on what kind of life we should have.
在这段经文里边，这里讲到有三件事情。
In this passage, there are three things.
在中文的翻译法，这个词句稍微有一点不同。
In the Chinese translation, the words are slightly different.
但是刚才我们听过了，英文的那个翻译就比较容易的多。
But the English translation is much easier.
在第二节，保罗说，我们要凭爱心行事。
In verse 2, the Apostle Paul said, and walk in love.
然后在第八节的末了，保罗说：“我们行事为人，当像光明的子女。”
And then in verse 8, Paul said, "Walk as children of light."
在第十五节，保罗说：“我们行事当像智慧人。”
And then in verse 15, it said, "You should walk as wise men."
这里翻作行事或者行事为人都是一个字。
Here the word walk is the same word.
这个字代表我们整个人的生活。
This word represents our whole life.
所以这里保罗给我们讲到，可以说三方面的生活。
Therefore, here Paul talks to us about three aspects of our life.
或者说，基督徒应当有的生活的三个范围。
Or maybe three areas in the Christian's life.
第一，保罗说我们应当凭爱心行事。
Firstly, walk in love.
或者说我们应当生活在爱的里边。
Maybe in another word, to live in love.
然后保罗说我们应当行事为人像光明的子女。
And then we have to walk as children of light.
或者说应当生活在光明当中。
Or to live in the light.
我们行事当像智慧人。
And we have to walk like wise men.
或者说我们应当在智慧里边生活。
Or we have to walk in wisdom.
这三方面就代表我们整个基督徒生活的那个范围。
These three areas complete the aspects of Christian life.
在人面前我们应当凭爱心行事。
In front of people, we should walk in love.
在神的面前我们应当在光明里面生活。
Before God, we should walk in the light.
在我们自己生活里面我们应当在智慧里面生活。
In our own life, we should walk in wisdom.
我们简单的把这三方面的生活来思想一下。
And we'll simply meditate on these three areas.
首先保罗说我们应当在爱里面生活。
Firstly, we have to walk in love.
爱应当是我们整个基督徒的那个生活的范围。
Love should be the environment of a Christian's life.
这是我们整个生活的一个表现，一个特征。
It is a characteristic of a Christian's life.
基督徒的生活就应当有爱的表现。
In a Christian's life, there should be a manifestation of love.
我们应当活在爱的里面。
We should live in love.
但是思想爱的时候啊，我们应该思想一下保罗怎么样用这个词句。
But when we talk about love, we should see how Paul used this word.
我相信我们很多人都已经在别的方面听过或者读过这样的解释。
I think a lot of you have heard other explanations from many sources.
这里在原来的文字有三个不同的字，我们中文都翻作爱。
Here actually there are three different words in the original language. The Chinese all interpreted into love.
那么这三个字代表三种不同的爱。
The three different words represent three kinds of love.
我们可以举例来解释一下。
We have to raise some examples to explain them.
一种爱我们可以称它为自然的爱。
The first kind of love is natural love.
按我们的本能就有的爱。
It is an instinct that we have.
父母自然会爱他的儿女。
Parents naturally love their children.
儿女自然也会爱他的父母。
And children naturally love their parents.
你用不着教导一个做母亲的说你应当爱你的儿女。
You don't have to tell a mother that you have to love your children.
他自然会爱他的儿女。
They naturally love their children.
因为父母爱儿女了，儿女自然要反应，他会爱他的父母。
Because the parents love the children naturally reflect that love and love their parents.
这种爱是彼此有往还的。
This love is two-way.
在普通情形之下，这种爱别的人不能分享。
Ordinarily, other people cannot share in this kind of love.
我们听过很多这样的故事，一个人如果有亲生的儿子或者有过继的儿子，他有时候对这个两种儿子态度不一样。
We have heard a lot of stories about somebody who has a son who is his.And then adopt a son, and his attitude is different towards the two of them.
这种爱是自然的，你不能够勉强的。
This love is natural; it is not forced.
这是一种爱。
This is the first kind of love.
然后另外一种爱，我们可以称它为选择的爱。
And then the second kind of love is the love of choice.
这是出于我们的情感的一种爱。
This is out of our emotion.
一个男一个女，过去两个人完全不认识。
When a boy and a girl who do not know each other before,
现在两个人彼此相爱了，两个人结了婚了。
Now they love each other and got married.
现在丈夫可以用全心去爱他的妻子。
Now the husband can love his wife with his whole heart.
甚至因为妻子付上极大的代价。
He can pay a great price for his wife.
因为他真正爱他的妻子。
Because he really loves his wife.
照样妻子也可以全心去爱他的丈夫。
In the same way, the wife can love her husband completely.
这种爱别的人没有人可以分享。
This love nobody else can share in.
只有这夫妇两个人能够这么样彼此相爱。
Only the husband and the wife can share this kind of love.
丈夫选择了这个妻子，他全心去爱她。
The husband has chosen the wife and loved her wholeheartedly.
照样妻子选择了她的丈夫。
In the same way, the wife has chosen the husband.
这个出于她自己的情感。
This is out of their emotion.
出于他自己的意志。
Out of their mind.
他选择这样去相爱。
It is their choice to love.
这是另外的一种爱。
This is the second kind of love.
然后还有一种爱啊。
And then there's another kind of love.
很难解释。
Very difficult to explain.
我们可以称它为一种理智的爱。
We can call this a love of the mind.
理智是理智， Reason. 是情感，是情感，怎么能够说有理智的爱呢？
The mind and emotions are so different. How can we say that there's a love of the mind?
我需要解释一下是什么意思。
I have to explain a bit.
这种爱不是因为你自然本性就有的。
This love is not in your natural self.
像一个母亲爱儿子一样。
Like a mother loves his son.
这种爱他自己没有的。
This love he himself doesn't have.
这种爱也不是出于自己的意志，他要这样选择。
And this love is not out of the will that he chooses to love.
这种爱出于一个更高的来源。
This love has a very high source.
有一个更高的标准。
It has a higher standard.
按圣经的用法，这是从神来的一个标准。
According to the use of the Bible of the word, this is from God.
因为神吩咐我们了。
Because God told us.
因为神给我们表现出来了。
Because God has shown it to us.
因为我们里面有了神的生命。
Because we have this life in God.
这个生命在我们里面发动出来了。
And this life become manifested in us.
为了这个原因，我们知道应当这样去爱。
Because of this reason, we know that we should love like this.
虽然我的本性里没有这个爱。
Even though it is not in my instinct.
虽然按照我自己，我不愿意去这样爱。
Even though according to myself, I'm unwilling to love that way.
但是我知道这是神的旨意。
But I know it is God's will.
这是我知道应当的。
I know I should do it.
所以我就要靠着神的恩典去爱。
Therefore, by the grace of God, I love.
这个是保罗这里所讲的这种爱。
This is the love that the Apostle Paul is talking about here.
这是基督徒所应当有的一种爱。
And this is the love that Christians should have.
主耶稣说，你们若能够彼此相爱。
Jesus said, if you can love each other,
众人就知道你们是我的门徒了。
People will know that you are my disciple.
这个并不是说我们本来就有这种爱。
This does not mean that we have this love originally.
乃是因为我们是主的门徒了。
But it is because we are his followers.
我们有他的生命在我们里面了。
We have his life in us.
我们按照他的旨意要去彼此相爱。
According to his will, we love each other.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情啊。
How precious a thing it is.
保罗这里给我们举一个标准说呀。
Paul set us a standard here.
我们怎么样去过这种爱心的生活呢？
How do we live a love of life?
保罗说，正如基督爱我们。
Paul said, just like Christ loved us.
基督在什么时候爱我们呢？
What time did Christ love us?
不是我们可爱的时候基督爱了我们。
Not when we are lovable.
不是我们去爱他的时候他爱了我们。
Not when we love him that he loved us.
也不是我们的生命在他面前有价值的时候他爱了我们。
And it is not because our life has value before him, that's why he loved us.
我们抵挡他，我们拒绝他的时候，
When we refuse him, when we are against him.
我们死在罪恶过犯之中的时候，
When we die in sin and trespasses.
主那个时候爱了我们。
At that time, the Lord loved us.
保罗说，我们应当按着主爱我们那个方式去彼此相爱。
Paul said, we should love each other according to the way that the Lord loves.
那如果我们要有这么样的爱去彼此相爱啊，
In order to have this kind of love to love each other.
那我们不会再不会说因为我的弟兄不爱我，所以我就不能爱他了。
Then we cannot say, because my brother do not love me, then I cannot love him.
我不能够再说，因为他得罪了我，所以我不能爱他了。
We cannot say, because he offended me, I do not love him.
我不能再说，因为他不可爱，所以我不能够去爱他了。
We cannot say, because he is not lovable, therefore I'm not loving him.
很多时候我们是不是容易落在这么一个圈套里边呢？
Do we always fall into this kind of traps?
我们说我们知道应当彼此相爱啊。
He said, we know that we should love each other.
但是某某弟兄他对我那么不好，我怎么能够去爱他呀？
But brother so-and-so is so bad towards me, how can I love him?
到底为什么我去爱我的弟兄？
Why do we love our brother?
是因为他可爱，所以我去爱他吗？
Because he's so lovable?
还是我们有一个更高的标准？
Or we have a higher standard?
我们生活的标准在什么地方？
Where is the standard in our life?
如果我们知道应当彼此相爱，
If we know that we should love each other,
不是管他爱我或者不爱我，
It doesn't matter whether he loves me or not.
如果我的弟兄不爱我，也许他是错了。
If my brother do not love me, maybe he's wrong.
但是如果我不爱我的弟兄，我也照样错了。
But if I do not love my brother, in the same way I'm wrong.
我不能说因为我弟兄错了，我也有权利去错呀。
We cannot say because my brother was wrong, I have the privilege to be wrong.
到底我们生活的标准在什么地方？
Where is the standard of our life?
很多时候我觉得我们特别在爱心的生活上面呢，常过一种反应式的生活。
I feel that very often in our life of love, we live a life which is reflective.
你爱我，我就爱你。
You love me, I love you.
你对我好，我就对你好。
You are good to me, I could be good to you too.
你打个电话给我，我打电话给你。
You phone me, I phone you back.
你送我一个礼物，我也送你一个礼物。
You give me a gift, I give you one too.
你请我吃餐饭，我请你吃餐饭。
You invite me to dinner, I invite you out too.
你如果对我不好呢？
If you are bad towards me,
我何必对你好啊？
Why should I be good to you?
到底我们生活有没有一个标准？
Whether we have our life has a standard?
用什么来做我们的标准？
What is our standard?
我弟兄对我的态度？
My brother's attitude towards me?
在好些年前呢，在读者文摘里面，我读到一篇小小的文章。
Many years ago, in Reader's Digest, I read a small article.
在几年前，这篇小文章呢，在中文的读者文摘也印出来了。
And a few years ago, this appeared in the Chinese edition of the Reader's Digest.
我们中间可能有人都读过这篇小的文章。
Maybe many among us have read it too.
很有意思。
Very meaningful.
它描写两个人呢，一天夜晚出去买报纸。
It described two people going out at night to buy some newspapers.
那么这个买报纸的人呢，就是写文章的人呢，他就去到报摊上买了报纸了。
The one who write this article is the one who went out to buy the newspaper. After he bought the newspaper,
他把钱放在那个报摊上。
And he put the money down.
他对那个卖报的人说：“多谢你给我预备报纸。
”And he said thank you to the newspaper boy.
但是那个卖报的人呢，非常没有礼貌。
But the one who sells newspapers was very impolite.
人家买他报，给他钱，还多谢他。
The buyer gave him the money, bought the paper from him, and thanked him.
但是他连头都不抬，连理都不理，在那自己做事。
But he didn't even raise his head and did not acknowledge anything.
那么旁边那个朋友就对这个买报纸的人说呀。
And then the friend who's beside him said to the man who bought the newspaper.
这个人真没有礼貌啊。
How come this man is so impolite?
那个买报纸的人说
，The one who bought the newspaper said，
他说啊，他一向都是这个样子。
Oh, he's always like this、
啊。这个朋友对就更奇怪了。
And this friend becomes very surprised。
他一向都是这个样子。
He's always like this。
你天天买他报，谢他天天不理你。
Every day you bought a newspaper, you thank him, and he never look at you。
那么你还谢他
？And you still thank him。
然后那个买报纸的人讲了一句话呀。
And then the man who bought the newspaper said this.
哎，为什么让他的态度来影响我的生活方式？
Why should I let his attitude affect my living, my way of living?
值得我们基督徒思想一下。
This is very worthwhile for Christians to consider.
为什么让他的态度来决定我的生活方式呢？
Why should I let his attitude determine my way of life?
我的生活有没有一个标准？
Do I have a standard in my life?
如果我有一个标准，我知道应怎么做。
If I know have a standard, I know how to do it.
我知道我对人有礼貌是应当的。
I know that to be polite is the right thing to do.
那么不管别人的态度怎么样啊。
Then it does not matter what other people's attitudes are.
为什么把我的生活标准降到那么低？
Why should I lower my standard to that level?
单选择一个我认为没有礼貌的人来做我的标准呢？
And why should I choose somebody whom I thought is impolite to be my standard?
他对我不好，我就对他不好。
When he is unkind to me, then I'll be unkind to him too.
是不是很多时候我们就因为这么样的一种态度影响了我们在主里面的交通？
Is it a lot of times that it is this kind of attitude which affects our fellowship in the Lord?
我们说我们知道应当怎么做。
We said we know what we should do.
但是对这个人就这么难了。
But to this person, it is so difficult.
在这种情形之下，我就不能做了。
Under this condition, I cannot do it.
保罗说：“你应当在爱里面生活呀。”
Paul said, "Walk in love."
不是你的弟兄的爱
，not the love of your brother.
是基督爱你的那个爱
，but the love that Christ loves you.
如果用基督爱我的那个爱来做我的标准
，if I take Christ's love as my standard.
那我就不会因为别人对我不好，我就对他不好了。
then I would not be unkind to other people because they are unkind to me.
不是单单对我们弟兄姊妹应当有这种爱心。
This love is not only to our brothers and sisters.
对那些个不信主的人。
To those who do not love.
我们不认识，我们不信，我们那些个不信的朋友或者同学们。
To non-believers, our colleagues or co-workers.
会不会有的时候就是因为我们缺乏一个真正爱的表现
Is it sometimes very often because we lack a manifestation of love?
别人认不出来我们是主的门徒
So that people do not recognize that we are disciples of Jesus.
这个爱没有别的动机
This love has no other motive.
基督的爱没有别的动机
Christ's love has no other motive.
就是因为他爱我们
Only because he loved us.
就是为了我们的好
It is for our own good.
他不是要利用我们。
He does not want to use us.
他也不是要从我们身上得好处。
He does not want to get good points from us.
如果我们在不信的人面前能够有这么样的一个爱
，If we have this kind of love before non-believers,
没有别的动机
，without motive,
没有别的目的
，without other aims,
我就是要有对他有一个爱心。
Only that I want to have this love towards him.
你们应当在爱里面生活呀。
We should live in the love.
正如基督爱我们一样。
As Christ loved us.
他为了爱我们的缘故舍了自己。
Because he loved us, he gave himself.
当作一个馨香的供物献给神。
Become a fragrant offering to God.
主耶稣说，你们应当彼此相爱。
Jesus said, you should love each other.
众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒来。
And then others can recognize that you are my disciples.
求神给我们有这个爱。
May God give us this love.
在弟兄姊妹之间显出这个爱来。
To show this love among brothers and sisters.
在教会里面显出这个爱来。
To show this love inside the church.
在教会和教会之间显出这个爱来。
To show this love between churches.
在我们信主的人和不信主的人中间显出这个爱来。
And show this love between believers and non-believers.
在爱中生活。
To live in love.
然后第二方面保罗告诉我们说
And then secondly, Paul told us,
我们应当在光明中生活
We should walk in light
在光明里面生活
Walk in the light
光明这个字圣经里面常常用啊
In the Bible the word light is used very often
光明和黑暗的对比
Light and darkness are opposites
光明代表圣洁的神所喜欢的好的事情
Light represents holiness, things that God likes.
黑暗代表污秽的，神所不喜欢的。
Darkness represents,
污秽的。
Represent things that God does not like.
圣经里面充满了这种词句的用法。
In the Bible is full of descriptions comparing light and darkness.
保罗说，我们就应当在光明里面生活。
And Paul said we should walk in the light.
啊，光明有几种特性。
Light has some characteristics.
我觉得在属灵的事上也是如此。
I feel that it is the same way in spiritual things.
头一件事情，光明能够把光明里边的事显露出来。
Firstly, light will show things in the light.
但是你如果站在光明里边，你看不见在黑暗里边的事情。
If you stand in the light, you cannot see things which are in the dark.
比如说，夜晚有一个贼想要去你的家偷你的东西。
For example, if at night is a thief that comes to your home and wants to steal something from you.
他可以站在黑暗里边看着，看你在房里边有没有准备。
He can stand in the darkness and look inside to see whether you are ready for him inside.
你如果在那里，很惊醒的，好像。有人在房里动，他就不敢进来偷了。他看见你了。
If you are very watchful and he knows that there's somebody walking around inside the room, then he would not come in.
但是你看不见他。
But you would not see him.
你不知道他在外面预备做坏的事情啊。
You do not know that he is outside, ready to do evil things.
因为他在黑暗里面，你看不见他的行动。
Because he is in the darkness, you do not know his actions.
他在黑暗里面能看见你在光明里面的行动。
But outside in the darkness, he can see what you are doing in the light.
开车我们都有这个经验呢。
When we drive, we all have this experience.
你如果前面没有车子，你可以把那个灯光放得很高。
If there's no vehicle in front, you can use the high beam.
可以看得很远。
You can see a long way off.
但是对面有车子来了，你就应该把那灯光放低了。
But if there's another car coming, you have to dim your light.
为什么要如此呢？
Why do you have to do this?
因为你如果不把灯光放低的话呀。
If you do not dim your light,
你把对面那个司机的人呢放在你的光里边了。
You put the other driver into your light beam.
那他看不清楚在光外边那条路了。
And he cannot see the road which is outside the light beam.
很危险的，说不定出事情了。
It is very dangerous. Maybe accidents will happen this way.
因此，你每逢看见有对面有车来了，你就要把光放低了。
That is why whenever you see a car coming, you have to dim your light.
因为人如果在光明里边，他不能够看见那个在黑暗里面所做的事情。
Because a man who is in the light cannot see other people in the dark and what they're doing.
在属灵的事情上也是如此。
Similarly in spiritual things.
如果我们活在主的亮光当中，
if we live in the light of the Lord,
那我们所看见的应当是光明里面的事情。
Then we should only see things in the light.
你不能够看很多在黑暗里面的事情。
You cannot see a lot of things in the dark.
有的人好像常常有这么一种态度，常看见别人的不好。
Some people seem to have this attitude. They can always see other people's weaknesses.
某某人不爱主，某某人不属灵，某某人没有爱心等等。
So and so doesn't love the Lord. So and so is not spiritual. So and so have no love.Etc.
好像我们看见别人都不好
，so that we can see everybody else is no good.
那意思好像说呀，如果我要看见他的不好，我说出他的不好来，就显出我好来了。
The meaning seems to be, if I can see how bad he is and tell other people how bad he is, then it shows how good I am.
你们有没有听见过这样批评人的呀
？Have you ever heard of this kind of criticism?
某某弟兄很不爱主啊。
Brother so and so does not love the Lord.
不过我比他更不爱主。
But I don't love the Lord more than he is.
有没有这样批评人呢
？Have you ever heard of this kind of criticism?
我们就说他不爱主，说完了就意思就是说我比他爱主。
When we say so and so doesn't love the Lord, and then the next thing we mean, I love the Lord more.
好像我们常常看见别人的不好，就好像显出我们好来了。
When we see the weaknesses in other people, we seem to show our own goodness.
其实刚好相反。
Actually, it is the opposite.
如果我们要整天专专看见别人的不好
，If all the time we see other people's weaknesses only,
我们常常有一种批评刻薄的态度
，and we always have this critical spirit.
那不见得我们比他更好
，That doesn't show that we are better than they are.
很可能显出一个相反的事情来
，Maybe it shows something opposite.
因为我竟看见他在黑暗里面的事情了。
Because I only see things which he is doing in the dark.
表明大概我跟他一起同样在黑暗里面。
Probably it shows that I am the same way with him in the darkness.
单单批评别人不能够表明我们好啊。
Only criticize other people would not show that we are good.
我们不能够单单注意别人在黑暗中的事情。
We should not pay our whole attention to people in the darkness and what they do.
如果我们要行在光明之中，
If we want to walk in the light,
那我们就能够注意，应当注意在光明里面的事情。
Then we should pay attention to things which we should look at in the light.
把你的注意力放在属主的事情上面。
Set your eyes on things beloved of the Lord.
把你的注意力是放在好的事情上面。
Set your eyes on good things.
推雅推拉的教会很不好。
The church of Thyatira was very bad.
但是主有一个对他们有一个一些个人有一个称赞。
But the Lord has a praise for them.
也说他们有些个人呢不知道撒旦那些个深奥的事情。
He praised a few of them that they do not know the difficult things of Satan.
不要单注重黑暗中那些个深奥的事情。
Do not pay attention and set your eyes on dark, on things in the darkness which are deep and difficult.
不要单单想知道那些个没有意义污秽的那些事情。
Do not try to learn things which are meaningless and evil.
把你生命注意力放在光明的上面。
Set your attention in the light.
属主的事情上。
Things that belong to the Lord.
如果在光明中生活。
If you walk in the light.
我们整个注意力应该在光明之中。
All our attention should be in the light.
然后在光明里边另外有一个表现呢。
And then there is another manifestation in the light.
在光明里面，虽然我看不见在黑暗里面的事情。
When I'm in the light, even though I cannot see things in the light, in the darkness.
但是啊，我能够看见我自己在光明中的表现。
But I can see what I'm doing in the light.
我在光明里面，我自己的事情我看见了。
If I am in the light, I can see myself clearly.
比方说我们这里这本书啊，看起来这个面很干净啊。
For example, this book looks quite clean.
在我坐在那里的时候看不大清楚。
When I was sitting down there, I couldn't see very well.
这里光很强啊。
Now, with the bright light up here.
在这里看见有很多的黑印在上面呢。
And I can see a lot of dark marks on it.
如果我把这个拿着离光更近一点呢？
If I take this still closer to the light.
现在看不见的一些个 不洁净的东西，也许可以看得更清楚了。
Some dirty things there which I cannot see now, maybe I can see even better then.
离了那个光越近。
The closer to the light it is,
越能够显那个光越近。
The closer to the light it is,
越能够显出来这个东西的不洁净的地方，不纯的地方。
The uncleanness and the incompleteness of the thing stands out more.
在我们属灵的生活也是如此。
It is the same in our spiritual life.
我们离主的亮光越近。
The closer we are to the light,
越能够显出来我们生命里边那些个不洁净的东西。
The more we can see what is unclean in ourselves,
越能够显出我们生命里面那些个污秽的东西。
And it will show all the dirty things inside our life.
如果我离主的亮光远一点，
If I'm farther away from the Lord's light,
我的生活中有些个人认为小罪的事情，也许显露不出来。
Maybe there's something other people would regard as small sins may not show up.
但是我如果离主的亮光近一点了，
But if I get closer to the Lord's light.
我看见一些个污秽的东西啊。
And I can see these filthy things.
在离着主远的时候我看不见。
These I cannot see when I'm far away from the light.
我离着主近一点我看见了。
The closer I get, the clearer I can see them.
那我可以把这个东西对付清楚啊。
Then I can deal with these things definitely.
当我把这个罪对付清楚了。
And I can, after we deal with these things definitely.
那我的生命就有一点长进。
And then we have growth in our life.
我和主的亮光更亲近一点。
And I will be getting closer to the Lord's light still.
那我就可以看见一点更小的一点污秽。
And I can see some uncleanness which is smaller still.
就这么样一步一步的，我们属灵的生命能够有长进呢。
And this way, step by step, our spiritual life will grow.
我给你举一个例子。
I will give you another example.
在我开始读大学的时候，神在我们学校是大的恩典。
When I was just starting my university, the Lord.Pour out His grace upon us.
我在那里读大学的第一年的第二学期的开始就是一月的时候。
In my first year of university in the spring term.
那个学校呢，每学期开始它有一个礼拜特别的聚会。
In that school, in the beginning of each semester, they have a week's meeting.
一方面是如果有学生中间有不信主的，他可以给他传福音。
Firstly, they try to preach the gospel to students who are unbelievers.
那么已经相信的人，当然里面有很多灵里面比较深一点的道理。
To those who are believers, there will be the deeper doctrines.
那么在那个学期的开始呢，就是在一月的时候啊，圣灵在我们中间特别的动工。
In the beginning of that term, in January, the Spirit does great things in our midst.
特别聚会礼拜天晚上开始了。
The special meeting started at night.
每天早晨有聚会，晚上有聚会。
Every day there's meeting in the morning and in the evening.
在礼拜二的下午呢，有一个特别的见证会。
In the afternoon of in Tuesday afternoon there's a special testimony meeting.
圣灵开始做工了。
And the Spirit started to work.
有一个教授站起来做见证，承认他跟另外一个教授两个不合的事情。
A professor stand up to give a testimony to admit that he's not friendly with another professor.
这不容易啊。
It is not easy.
因为这个教授他常常在礼拜堂讲道的。
Because this professor always preaching in the chapel.
圣灵感动他，他承认这个罪。
And when the spirit moved him, he admits his guilt.
然后这个见证会过去了。
And then this testimony meeting passed.
到礼拜二晚上的聚会。
In the evening of Tuesday.
这个讲员预备讲道了。
And the speaker was starting ready to speak.
还没有开始讲道呢，校长站在那里讲几句话。
Before he speaks, the headmaster stands there to say a few things.
他在讲话的时候呢，这边有一个同学站起来就对校长说，我可不可以做一个见证。
And while he was speaking, a student stand up in the front row and say, can I give a testimony?
校长说好，给他做见证。
The principal said, good, we'll let you give a
testimony. 他还没有坐下，又好几个站起来了。
Before he sat down, a few more stand up.
那几个还没有坐下，又有很多站起来了。
And before the others sit down, a few much more stand up.
结果就这么样成了一个见证会。
And then this become a testimony meeting.
礼拜二成夜怎么样的见在礼堂。
All night in the hall we have this testimony meeting.
礼拜三成整天在礼堂做见证。
And on Wednesday all day we have this testimony.
礼拜三的晚上又是成夜。
And on the night, Wednesday night, it is all night too.
到礼拜四的下午，校长才吩咐啊，那些个人呢，到一个小的礼堂去继续做见证。
And then on Thursday afternoon, the principal told the people to go to a smaller chapel to continue their testimony.
这些个见证多半都是认罪的见证。
These testimonies are mostly testimonies of sin.
圣灵大大的在那个学校里面做工。
And the Holy Spirit worked mightily in that school.
很多没有信的人得救。
A lot of people who and are unbelievers.
很多已经相信的人得到复兴。
And a lot of believers are revived.
这里我特别想到我很熟的一个朋友他的见证。
And I especially remember a good friend of mine, his testimony.
我们住在一个宿舍里边。
We live in the same residence.
我刚刚到了美国那时候那个同学给我有很多的帮助。
When I first arrived in the States, that classmate gave me a lot of help.
他是一个在很多方面有很好的表现。
In many ways, he has very good showing.
在我的眼中，我认为他是一个很完全的一个基督徒。
In my eyes, he is a very complete Christian.
差不多十二点多钟。
About 12 o'clock.
我看见这个同学站起来做见证。
And I saw this classmate stand up to give a testimony.
等了很久，他就上台来做见证了。
After a long while, he came on the platform to.
他在那个学校的厨房里边做工。
He worked in the kitchen of that school.
因为厨房里边有很多零碎的东西可以拿来吃咯。
Because there are a lot of small things in the kitchen which you can eat.
那么他就承认这件事情。
And he admits this.
他说我在厨房做工的时候常常拿那些个小东西去吃。
He said, when I was working in the kitchen, I always take small bites of things.
我偷了学校的东西。
I have stolen from the school.
求神赦免我。
May the Lord forgive me.
求学校赦免我。
May the school forgive me.
那么我相信他承认了他的罪责赦免了。
I believe he admitted and his sin was forgiven.
他回去坐下了。
And then he sat down.
又过了很长的时间。
And after a long while,
大概在礼拜三的清早两三点钟，可能三四点钟的时候。
Maybe on Wednesday morning about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
我看他又站起来做见证。
And I saw he stand up again to give a testimony again.
我觉得奇怪了。
I was a bit surprised.
为什么他又还有什么见证可做呢？
How come he stands up again? What else does he have to say?
等了一下，他就到台上来做见证了。
After a while, he comes up to the platform to give his testimony.
他说我在学校做工的时候啊。
He said, while I was working in the school.
很多时候我把那个时间那个表打了那个钟了，告诉学校做工了。
Very often I punch on the time clock to tell the school that I was working.
但实际上在厨房呢，我常常和别的同学在那儿谈话，没有做工。
But very often in the kitchen, I was talking with other students. I did not work.
但是学校照样付了我工钱呢。
But the school still pay my wages.
我偷了学校的时间，就是偷了学校的钱。
I've stolen time from school. It's the same as stealing money from the school.
求神赦免我。
May the Lord forgive me.
求学校赦免我。
And he asked forgiveness from the school.
当然，我相信他这么一承认，神赦免他了。
Of course, I believe when he admitted this, God forgave him.
但是我觉得这个同学做的这两个见证非常有意思啊。
But I feel that this classmate, his two testimonies are very meaningful.
他第一个见证承认偷东西吃。
The first is admitted to stealing things to eat.
第二是他承认偷时间。
Second time, he admitted to stealing time.
那么第一次他为什么不承认偷时间的事情啊？
Why didn't he admit to stealing time in the first place?
我相信他不是不诚实。
I believe he is not dishonest.
他不是不愿意承认那个罪。
Not that he is unwilling to admit to that sin.
我觉得他在没有承认第一次的罪以前呢。
I feel that before he admitted to his first sin,
他和主的距离比较远一点。
His distance from the Lord is farther.
在那个时候，他还没有看见偷时间那件事情是罪。
At that time, he still did not see that stealing time is sin.
等他把那个偷东西吃的那个罪对付清楚了。
After he deal with the sin of stealing something to eat.
他和主的关系近一点了。
And his relationship with the Lord is a little bit closer.
他离主的亮光近一点了。
And he's closer to the light of the Lord.
主照亮他，照亮得更清楚了。
And the Lord illuminates him more.
现在他知道偷时间也是罪了。
Now he knows that stealing time is also sin.
他开始承认这个罪。
And he started to admit to the sin.
我觉得这是我们在属灵的生命上长进的一个必须的一个阶段、啊、
I feel that this is a necessary step in our growth in our spiritual life.
很多的时候我们如果要是不觉得我们的生命中有什么罪
Very often if we do not feel that there's some sin in our life,
可能有一个原因
Maybe there's one reason.
可能我们离主的亮光太远了
Maybe we are too far away from God's light.
我们看不见我们生活中的一些需要
And we cannot see that we have a need in our life.
我们和主的亮光越亲近
The closer we are to the Lord's light.
我们越看见自己的污秽
The more we can see our uncleanliness.
我们有没有读过一些个神所重用的仆人使女的传记呢
Have you ever read biographies of people that God has used greatly?
一生中大大的为神使用
People who have been used greatly by the Lord.
但是到老年呢他觉得自己非常的不配非常的污秽
But when they are in their old age, they felt that they are very, very unworthy.
那我想不是因为他老年比他年轻的时候更加不好了
I think it is not because when they get older, they get worse.
因为他和主的亮光更亲近了
But it is because they are closer to the Lord's light.
这种觉得自己不配的感觉呀
This feeling of unworthiness
却永远不会叫一个爱神的人觉得失望不会叫一个爱神的人觉得失望
It will never disappoint somebody who loves the Lord
我可以再举一个例子
I'll raise and give you another example
一个老牧师在中国工作五十多年
There's an old pastor who worked in China for 50 years
一个西国传教士
He is a Western brother
我跟他很熟
I'm good friends with him.
我结婚的时候，他给我证婚。
When I was married, he was officiating.
他在中国传教五十多年。
He preached the gospel for 50 years.
到晚年，他的耳朵完全聋了。
In his old age, his ears become deaf completely.
一点什么都听不见了。
He cannot hear anything at all.
所以在晚年的时候呢，他就用时间自己用中文写一点中文的属灵的书。
Therefore, in his old age, he spent some time to use Chinese to write some spiritual books.
那么有时候呢，他写信给我。
Sometimes he write to me too.
等到快要他快要离开世界的时候。
Just about the time that he was about to leave the world.
他离开世界的时候，差不多八十，我记不得了，八十多岁了。
When he left the world, he was 80 something.
他有一封信给我。
He gave me a letter.
我很受感动。
And I was very moved.
他说最近我的身体疲乏呀。
He said, lately my body becomes weakened.
眼睛也不好。
And my eyes are not very good.
所以写东西很辛苦。
Therefore, it is quite difficult to write.
很多事情我不能写了。
A lot of things I cannot write anymore.
他说，但是有一件工作我可以做。
But there's one thing I can do.
他说我每天用很多的时间为中国的教会祷告。
Every day I use a lot of time to pray for the church in China.
那时候中国已经改变了。
At that time, China has changed.
然后下面另外一段他说呀
And then the next paragraph he said
他说最近呢我越多用时间祷告啊
Lately the more I pray
我越觉得我自己这个人太不配了
And the more I feel that I'm unworthy
他在一个地方工作的时候那个时候差不多等于一个开荒的工作
The place that he worked at is a pioneer kind of work
他说我不知道神怎么能够选这么一个人我这么软弱的一个人到那个地方去从开始传福音给那几人
He said, I do not know why God can choose somebody like me to go to pioneer work in this place.
下面他讲很多自己想到自己的软弱自己的不配
And then he talked a lot about his weaknesses and his unworthiness.
然后下面他说一句话
And then lastly he said something.
他说我越看见我的不配啊
He said, the more I see my unworthiness,
我越看见神的恩典的伟大啊
And the more I see the greatness of God's grace.
我觉得这是一个非常重要的一件事情。
I think this is a very important matter.
我们和主的亮光更亲近的时候
The closer we are to the Lord's light,
我们看见自己越来越不好，越来越不值得。
And the more we can see how unworthy we are and how bad we are.
但是这个不叫我们失望。
But this will not disappoint us.
如果我们真的离主很远，生活越来越败坏。
If we are really far away from the Lord and our life becomes worse and worse.
如果在那种情形之下我们苏醒过来可能我们很失望。
In under those conditions, when we wake up, maybe we will be disappointed.
我们这么自己这么败坏。
We are so bad.
但是这些个和主更加亲近的人呢
But what for someone who is closer to the Lord,
他也发现自己的污秽了。
He still finds his own clean uncleanness.
但是他在主的面前一点不失望。
But he is not disappointed.
他感谢主的恩典。
He gives thanks to God's grace.
他赞美主的恩典。
He praises the grace of God.
我这么不配，主还恩待了我。
I'm so unworthy, but God still has grace on me.
这个是真正和主亲近的一个记号。
This is a sign of a real close relationship with God.
保罗说我们应当在光明里面生活呀。
Paul said we should walk in light.
越在光明里面。
The more we are in the light,
我们越会发现自己的不配。
The more we'll know our own unworthiness.
但是我们越会看见主的恩典。
But we'll see God's grace still more.
我们越对在主的面前对付自己。
The more we deal with ourselves before the Lord.
我们越承认自己的罪。
The more we are willing to admit our sins.
得了洁净。
And receive cleansing.
我们和主的关系更亲近。
And the closer we are to the Lord.
也我们就会更发现我们自己的不好。
And we'll discover more about our badness.
但是我们也会更看见主丰富的恩典。
But we'll see also more of God's grace.
保罗说我们在跟人面前的见证上面。
Paul said, in our own witnesses,
我们要在爱里生活。
We have to walk in love.
要凭爱心行事。
We have to walk in love.
我们在神的面前的时候。
But in front of God,
我们要在光明里面生活。
We have to live in the light.
在光明中行事。
Walk in the light.
然后最后一件事情。
And then lastly,
保罗告诉我们说我们应当行事像智慧人。
Paul told us to walk as wise men.
不要像愚昧人。
Not as unwise men.
啊，这里这个智慧这个字不是十分容易解释。
The word wise is not easy to explain.
首先智慧我觉得有一个意义啊，是我们知道了真理要按着真理去行。
Wisdom can mean that we know the truth and we want to do according to the truth.
一个人如果知道真理他不接受。
If somebody who knows the truth but do not accept it.
这是个愚拙的人。
This is an unwise man.
明明你知道对你不按着对的去行。
You know clearly this is something which is no good.
主耶稣说一个人如果要听见我的教训去行的。
Jesus said, if somebody hears my word and do it,
就如同一个聪明人把他的房子建造在磐石上。
Like a wise man building his house on the rock.
知道了真理而不按真理去行。
Know the truth but does not do it.
非常愚拙的一件事情。
A very unwise thing.
但是另外一方面呢。
But on the other hand,
智慧在这里有另外的一个意思。
Wisdom here has another meaning.
在一个犹太人的思想里边呢。
To a Jewish people's thoughts.
智慧有一个很特别的意义。
Wisdom has a very special meaning.
跟我们平常讲的智慧的意义不一样。
It is different from the wisdom that we usually talk about.
我们的思想普通都是受西方希腊哲学思想的影响。
Usually our thought is influenced by Greek Western thought.
但是犹太人的思想不一样。
But the thought of the Jews is different.
很多地方不一样。
In many places it is different.
我们可以举一个例子。
For example.
比如说我们说呀，一件事情是真的不是真的。
For example, if we say whether one thing is true or not,
什么叫真的，什么叫不真的？
What is true and what is not true?
比如说我说了一句话。
For example, I say something.
你这我这句话真不真呢？
Is my word true or not?
那你要看看我这句话与事实符合不符合。
Then you see whether my word is correspond with the facts.
我说这本书是黑的。
When I said this book is black,
那么你看看是不是黑的咯？
And you must look at it and see whether it is black or not.
如果跟事实符合，我这句话是真的。
If it corresponds with the facts, then my words are true.
那这个是希腊思想的方式。
But this is the way the Greeks think.
犹太人不是这样想法。
The Jews do not think this way.
犹太人说是真的是什么意思啊？
When the Jews say it is true, what do they mean?
他不是说与事实符合不符合。
They are not saying whether it corresponds to the fact or not.
他说这件事情合乎不合乎神的旨意。
They are saying whether it corresponds to God's will or not.
如果一件事情合乎神的旨意，他说是真的。
If there's something which corresponds to God's will, it is true.
如果不合乎神的旨意，这不是真的。
If it does not correspond to God's will, it is not true.
因此在教约里边，他可以说罪不是真的。
Therefore, they can say in the Old Testament, sin is not true.
那这并不是说教约否认罪的存在。
This does not mean that the Old Testament denied the existence of sin.
那意思就是说罪在神的面前不合乎神的旨意。
The meaning is that sin before God does not correspond to God's will.
犹太人的思想跟我们思想方式不一样。
The Jews do not think like we do.
犹太人的整个思想不能够和神的关系脱节。
All their thought is not separated from God's relationship.
智慧也是如此。
In the same way, wisdom.
那么我给你接圣经呢，你就很清楚了。
If I show you one verse, then you understand.
大家都很熟悉。
Everybody knows it very well.
箴言书告诉我们说
，In Proverbs it is said,
认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
To know the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
什么是智慧啊
？What is wisdom?
真正认识这位真神。
To truly know this true God.
你不认识真神，你不知道是有没有智慧。
If you do not know God, you do not have wisdom.
保罗说我们要在智慧里面行。
Paul said we have to walk in wisdom.
我们要在认识神的这个知识里面来行。
We have to walk in the knowledge of understanding of God.
那你说怎么样能够认识神呢？
You said how do we get to know God?
这是非常重要的一件事情。
It is a very important matter.
我们需要知道神的事情。
We have to know things about God.
要认识真神。
To know the true God.
但是怎么样认识神却非常重要。
But how to know God is very important too.
圣经里边呢有几个不同的字，我们中文都翻作知道或者认识。
There are quite a few words in the original language which the Chinese Bible interprets as know or recognize.
那么这个我特别可以举出三个不同的字来。
I can show you three different words.
这三个不同字代表三种不同知道的方法。
These three different ways represent three ways of knowing things.
从这三种不同知道的方法，
From these three different ways of knowing,
你可以得到三种不同的知识。
You can receive three kinds of knowledge.
我们可以举例子来看一看。
For example,
头一种知识呢，是指的间接的知道的知识。
The first kind of knowledge is indirect knowledge.
我们知道历史上的事情。
We know things about history.
无论什么历史都是一样。
Does not matter what kind of history.
我们怎么知道啊？
How do we know?
从历史书上可以知道。
From history books we know.
或者别人告诉给我们，我们知道。
Or other people told us, then we know.
这种知识没有别的办法得来。
There's no way to get this kind of knowledge.
必须要间接的从别人给我们的资料去知道。
It must be indirect through the material provided by other people that we know.
这种知识非常重要。
This knowledge is very important.
圣经的历史都是如此。
All the history in the Bible is the same.
如果我们没有这种方法，我们不能够知道了。
If we do not use this method, we cannot know.
然后第二种知道的方法呢？
And then the second way of knowing
是凭着我们的思想去把它想通。
It's by our reason that we reason it out.
有些事情单单读来不够。
There are many things, if we just read about it, it is not enough.
比如说很多哲学的理论。
For example, a lot of philosophy.
你把那个词句背下来都没有用处。
If you recite the words, it is useless.
你必须要明白它那个理论后面所代表那个意义是什么。
You must understand what is the meaning behind this theory.
数学。
Mathematics.
你有很多东西你没有别的办法来明白。
There are a lot of things which you cannot understand.
必须要用脑子去把它想通啊。
You must reason it out.
我常常喜欢讲这样的事情。
I very often like to say.
你比如说，在代数里边，我们讲一个东西几次方，几次方哈。
For example, in algebra, we always say the root, the powers.
你比如说我们说一个平方，我们容易明白了。
The square power, we understand easily.
多长多宽，这是一个平方。
There's a length, there's a breadth, then it is a square.
我们一个立方我们也容易明白了。
And a cube, we can understand.
三次方啊，有长有宽有高。
A cube has a length, a breadth, and a height.
这个我们容易明白。
This is easy to understand.
但是八次方什么意思啊？
But what is the meaning of eight power?
在我们生活经验里面，你想想看，你能找出个什么东西能够帮你明白这个真理呢？
In our life, what can you think about which will help you explain and understand this truth?
八次方。
Eight power.
什么东西啊？
What is to the power of eight?
在我们经验里没有这个东西。
In our experience, there's no such thing.
但是在数学里面，我们可以用这个来做工作。
But in mathematics, we can use it to do things.
这个需要脑子去思想。
This needs our mind to think.
你要把它想通，你就明白了。
To reason and then you understand.
这是另外一种知道的方法。
This is Another way of knowing.
从这种知道的方法，你能够得这种知识。
Using this kind of understanding, you can get this kind of knowledge.
这是两种知道的方法了。
This is two ways of knowing.
还有一种知道的方法。
And there's another way of knowing.
前面那两种方法都不能叫你得这种知识。
The first two things, the two, first two ways cannot give you this knowledge.
这个需要特别的方法来知道。
This is a special method.
我们去吃饭的时候啊，在那个第一个柜里边有一叠叠的东西。
When we go down to dinner, we see in the first cabin there's a lot of plates.
里面有一种东西呢，叫做 cottage cheese.
There's something called cottage cheese.
很多人很喜欢吃。
A lot of people like to eat it.
你们知道我们中国没那个东西啊。
You know that in China there's no such thing.
假如有一个人，比方说刚刚从中国出来。
For example, if there's somebody who just came from China.
你想告诉他 cottage cheese 什么味道。
If you want to tell him what is the taste of cottage cheese like.
你给他解释。
You explain it to him.
吃的嘴里很软。
When you, in the mouth it is very soft.
像豆腐。
A bit like bean curd.
不是。
No.
味道。很好吃啊
The taste is very good.
不，很多别的东西也很好吃啊
But there are a lot of things which taste very good too.
嘴不够用了
The mouth is not enough.
写篇文章
You write an article.
解 cottage cheese 的味道
Explain the taste of cottage cheese.
等他读完那篇文章了
After he finished reading the article.
你想他知道 cottage cheese 什么味道吗
Do you think he knows the taste of cottage cheese?
没有办法
No way.
这种知识没有办法传达。
This kind of knowledge cannot be transmitted.
如果你要叫他知道 cottage cheese 的味道，有一个方法。
You want him to know the taste of cottage cheese is one way.
很简单的。
Very simple.
给他一碟去吃。
Let him eat a bit.
他吃过他就知道了。
After he eats, then he knows.
他要不吃过，他永远也不知道。
Before tasting it, he will never know.
要凭自己的经验亲身去体会。
It is by our own experience.
你经验过了，你知道。
After you experience it, you know.
你如果没有经验过，你没有办法来得到这种知识。
Without experience, you cannot gain this kind of knowledge.
你不能够凭别人告诉给你的话。
You cannot go just by other people's words.
间接的去得来这种知识。
Indirectly receive this kind of
knowledge. 不可能。
Impossible.
你也不能够凭你的思想去推论，把它想通。
You cannot use your mind to reason it out and think about it.
你想不通的。
You cannot reason it through.
你需要自己亲身去经验。
You need first-person experience.
照样，我们如果要认识我们的主耶稣
，In the same way, if we want to know our Lord Jesus,
没有别的办法你可以真的知道。
There's no way you can really know.
你要凭着信心
，You have by faith.
经验这位主耶稣
，Experience this Jesus.
接受这位主耶稣
，Accept this Jesus.
你单单凭着你头脑的知识
，Only by the knowledge in your head.
单单凭着别人告诉给你的理论。
Only by the theory that other people tell you.
单单凭着你自己的思想。
Only by your own thoughts.
你永远也不能够真正认识这位主耶稣。
You will never really understand this Lord Jesus.
你永远也没法得到这种智慧。
And you will never receive this kind of wisdom.
认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
To know the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
不是凭着您的脑子去思想。
Not by thinking of your mind.
凭着你，不是凭着你的理论。
Not by your theories.
不是别的凭着别人给你的话语
Not by the words that other people give you
单单凭着一件事情
Only by one thing
你生命里边凭着信心去接受这位主耶稣
In your life by faith you accept this Jesus Christ
你去经验这位主耶稣
You experience him
今天我们中间可能有些个人
Among us today there might be some people
你听了很多了
You have listened a lot
你知道也知道了很多了
You know and know a lot
理论上面你也明白了很多了
And in theory you know very much
但是在你生命里边你还没有经验过这位主耶稣行事像智慧人嘛
Paul said you have to walk like a wise man
知道真理按着真理去行
Know the truth and do according to the truth
认识这位耶和华
And know the Lord
认识主耶稣
Know the Lord Jesus,
你才能够有真正的智慧。
And then you can have this wisdom.
你今天需要的是这个知识。
This is the knowledge that you need today.
太多理论的知识对你还是没有帮助。
Too much theory is useless to you.
你需要凭着信心接受。
You need to accept by faith.
从生命里面去经验这位主耶稣。
And experience this Jesus in your life.
在低头等祷告。
Should we bow for prayer?
亲爱的主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你，因为你给了我们新的生命。今天我们能够像神的儿女一样，过出一个神儿女的生活来。我们愿意按照你的使徒保罗所吩咐我们的，在爱里面来生活，让我们生活真能够表现出来像主爱我们那个大爱。我们愿意在光明里面生活。如果我们离得主太远，主的亮光不够光，我们没有法子知道自己生活中的软弱。求主吸引我们，叫我们更加和主亲近，在灵里面更被你的光亮所照，看见我们的需要，在你面前把它对付清楚，一步一步的在灵里面向前有长进。如果今天在你的面前我们听到你的话，请你给我们有足够的恩典，做智慧人，按照你的话去遵行，不像愚昧人把房子建造在沙土上面，像一个智慧人去遵行你的话。我们都低着头默祷的时候，
When we still bowed for prayer，
你心里面如果觉得有什么特别的需要，
If you feel there's some special need in your heart，
神的话向你的哪一方面讲话，
And the word of the Lord speaks to whichever area in your life，
你知道你自己需要，
And you know your need，
你愿意把这个需要带到主面前来，
And you're willing to bring this need before the Lord。